from the Daily Caller, Simone Biles, stomach acid. It's apropos. As this woman is corrosive to the very country she comes from, says she's physically fine after pulling out of an Olympic event and is taking things day by day. Yeah, you know why she dropped out?
I'm just not mentally there. I just don't feel mentally up to it, you know? I'm just not feeling it today. I'm feeling a little depressed, and I'm crampy. I think I might be having my period. I don't know. I just don't feel so good. Meh.
What? Oh, that's great.
Well, so does that fly in the real world?
Can you miss work because you're just not feeling it today?
I don't feel up to it today. I just won't go to work.
Well, you get to lose your job and be homeless.
Oh, no. Can't have that. We're going to make excuses for this broad and let her skate along and miss work and have no consequences. In fact, the mainstream media is carrying water for this broad and saying how brave and wonderful she is for being a big fucking quitter. Well, I'm a quitter. Oh, these days I could just be a fucking quitter and people will laud me for it if I have a poon. If I have a dick, I'm a quitter. But if I have a poon, I'm brave. I'm courageous for being a quitter. Oh, that's great. Oh, because I'm not doing what's expected of me. And if something's expected of me, and there's consequences, then it's from the patriarchy, don't you know? And if I don't do what the evil, horrible patriarchy expects from me, then I'm brave.
This is just great. Yeah, there she is. What an entitled, spoiled brat little cunt. I am responsible for the prestige of my country. My country has chosen me among everyone else they could have chosen to compete on their behalf. The prestige of my country is at stake. It's not just about me. It's about my nation of origin that gave me the opportunity to make a living flip-flopping around like a glorified carny and getting paid for it. And I hate them so much that I'm going to thumb my nose at my own fucking country and say, no, it's all about me. And fuck my country. They put their trust in me to represent them. Fuck them. I'm going to quit because, meh, it's just one of those days. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like the raw, red-pilled way that I present the truth to you to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Go check it out. Follow me on Twitter, Gab, Facebook, Instagram. You'll find all those links in the upper right-hand corner. Also, go check out my BitChute channel, which is where all my content eventually ends up. BitChute.com/therealistphilosopher. That's BitChute.com/therealistphilosopher. And if you'd like to support my work, please go down to the bottom of my webpage at therealistphilosopher.com and choose one of three donation options. I could really use your help. So back to the story. So this Simone Bile, who I have nothing but bile for, just decided one day, you know, I'm perfectly fine. I could compete, but I'm just going to do this passive-aggressive bullshit because I hate my country. And I'm just going to drop out because I can. And I know I'll be praised for it. Because you got those broads getting praised. Those soccer broads for getting down on one knee. Oh, they're being praised. Nike's giving them contracts. And they're getting payoffs under the fucking table. They're actually getting paid off to show disrespect to their country. So, ooh, boy, I can set myself up for life. And I hate my country, too. So, there's that. Right? At least don't give a fuck about them. I only care about me. And I've gotten mine. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. So, fuck America. Yeah, that's great. This is what a diversity hire looks like. So, Simone Biles doesn't know when she'll compete again. Yeah. I wonder how many big stacks of $100 bills are under her bed. I wonder how much she was paid to take a proverbial dive and let Russia win. Biles sent shockwaves through the Olympics Tuesday when she pulled out of the team competition. Yeah, it's a team competition. But, you know, I don't give a fuck about my team. It's all about me. The world revolves around me. I'm a good little narcissist like most young people are today. So fuck my team.
It was originally reported that she might have suffered an injury or had mental health issues.
Mental health issues. Uh-huh. What might those be? Depression?
Oh, fuck me. I tell you, man, our ancestors, well, maybe not hers, but my ancestors would be shocked and ashamed of this woman's actions and her calling herself an American. Just totally, completely shame. Old Americans, old world Americans, early 1800s, they traveled across this country in covered wagons. The trip took fucking months. They'd get stranded in the mountains. Half of them would fucking die when they got caught in the snowdrifts. The other half would only survive because they ate the half that fucking died. They had to endure real suffering and hardship. Fucking hostile Native Americans shooting fucking arrows at them. By the time they got to their destination, only 10% of the people that left to get to where they were going remain. But they kept going anyway, because they had perseverance, they had discipline, they had gumption. Meanwhile, this broad, you know, I'm just feeling depressed. So fuck my country and my team. I won't compete. What about shaking yourself out of it? No. Mental health issues. Fuck you, bitch! Simone Biles pulls out of an Olympic event. Here's what fans need to know. Oh, what we need to know from the mainstream media. Who's going to carry water for her and is, in fact, doing so. Biles spoke with Today Tuesday and explained the situation by stating the following in part. Physically, I feel good. I'm in shape. Then why aren't you competing? It's not just about you. You know, this is not an individual event. Okay? This is you representing your country. What, you buckle under the pressure? What are you doing there, then? You're a professional athlete. It's your job not to buckle under the fucking pressure, yo. It doesn't matter if you want to be there. You took the job. I love this. Isn't this akin to you essentially in the private sector? You take a job. You know what is involved. You know what's expected of you. But you go in to work one day and say, you know what, boss? I really don't feel like doing the work. What do you mean? I just don't feel like it. It's your second day. What do you mean you don't feel like doing the work? Why did you take the job then if you didn't want to do it? There were 100 other people I could have hired, but I hired you because you had this impressive resume and you said you have all this gumption and this discipline and that you're willing to work hard. It's your second day and you want to quit? You've screwed me now. Well, you know, I need to take care of me. I mean, I need to look out for me. First of all, that's wrong. But at least the only person that, I mean, actually not the only person that suffers in that case is you. The employer suffers. Now he's got to go find another fucking employee. You screwed him. But that's still, that's a very short-term form of suffering. He'll, you know, find a new employee. He probably had a backup, a second or a third, and he'll call them up and have them come in. So he didn't lose too much. Mainly, it's just affecting you for the most part. But the Olympics, you're representing your country. It's not about you. But apparently, it's all about her. Emotionally, that kind of varies on the time and moment. These people are supposed to be mentally strong. How do you become a professional athlete and go through all that suffering and the broken bones and the torn ligaments and the bruises and all that training and be a weakling in the mind? Coming here to the Olympics and being the head star, it's not an easy feat. That's what you signed up for, though. That's what you agreed to do. So you do it. Doesn't matter that you don't want to do it. You agreed to do it. So we're just trying to take it one day at a time, and we'll see. What the fuck does that mean? What is this mealy-mouth bullshit? We're going to take it day by day, and we're just going to see. I don't know what that means. What does this mean? I have no idea what she's saying now. According to SportsCenter, Biles also added that the situation is really stressful. Life is stressful, bitch! This is just so shameful and disgusting. Are you telling me we made it through millions and millions of years of evolution? We survived to be the top fucking predator, top of the fucking pack. We were getting chased by lions and tigers and fucking bears and saber-toothed fucking lions. Just every fucking thing was trying to kill us. We persevered and we survived.
the depredation of winters and summers and fucking predators and the environment. Everything was trying to kill us, and we lived. That's stress. This bitch don't know what stress is. This pampered little fucking princess. You ought to walk around with a little tiara on your fucking head. Carry around a fucking scepter, bitch. Precious fucking princess. Oh, it's really stressful. Yet that's life. Life is stressful, bitch. I guarantee you, what you call stress, I got more of. Ain't nobody lording me. Nobody's carrying me around on their fucking shoulders, cheering me as a fucking hero. Oh, but your life is so stressful, boo diddly hoo hoo. So instead of having to shoulder the burden of being the leader, because I had the most talent, and people are putting these expectations on me, expectations that I accepted, I'll just quit. I'm gonna quit. No. I don't want the responsibility, even though I already accepted it. This just pisses me off. It was really stressful. And she's never felt like this going into a competition. Yeah, have you ever been in the Olympics before?
No.
Yeah, it's the Olympics, bitch. Of course you've never felt like this before. This is the big fucking leagues. This is the big mama of all fucking sports competitions. Of course you've never felt like this. Of course you've never had this kind of pressure before. Can you handle it?
No.
Because we've raised all these precious princesses. We've brought up these girls. They live their whole lives having no consequences. They got fucking trophies for showing up. They never fail. Everybody's a winner. No points. We're not going to have points. Oh, scrimmage, soccer, oh, phys ed class. Oh, okay, let's break everybody up into teams. But we're not going to keep track of the points. And then the kids, of course, end up keeping track. But then they get lauded, whether they win or fucking lose. Everything they do is perfect. They never do anything wrong. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. Oh, this is a good way to make little fucking narcissists. And of course, when they do actually run into actual adversity in the real fucking world, once they get out of that little bubble that is childhood that was created for them by their helicopter fucking parents, well, guess what? They can't handle it. Yeah, you know, yeah. I couldn't handle it, so I'm going to quit. Can you imagine how much she'd be getting roasted if she was a he? Oh my God. Oh, but it's a girl, so we're going to carry water for her. I have seen stories from the mainstream media calling her a hero, saying she's brave and courageous for quitting. Oh, well, I've seen it all now. But then when I say that, I see something else ridiculous, so I'm sure I haven't seen it all. Yo, she said Tuesday is really stressful. Oh, boo-hoo. What the fuck she wore a mask for? Oh, God, yeah. I'm okay just dealing with things internally. I don't give a fuck about your internals unless you're bleeding internally. Unless you've got some kind of physical fucking injury, suck it up, buttercup, and deal with it. You want to be equal with a man, right? Well, nobody's going to hold a man's hand and carry water for him when he wants to quit. They'll tell you to suck it the fuck up, man up, and get your ass out there on the field. Because it's not just your prestige, your success that's at stake. It's your whole fucking team. There are a lot of people piling on piles right now on Twitter. And it's a shade disappointing to see. Oh, is it? Is it really? It's a shade disappointing to see. Is it? It's clear that something is going on behind the scenes. No, it's not. What are you talking about? She just quit because she wanted to quit because she couldn't handle the stress. She told you right there. Stop making excuses for her. And what little information she's given fans doesn't seem to paint the whole picture to me. Oh, well, then, there's got to be a good reason because she hasn't given us a good reason yet, but she's a woman, so there must be a good reason because women can do no wrong. Even though she told us exactly why she quit. I find it hard to believe she felt pressure and just pulled out. That's literally what she just said. I don't care if you find it hard to believe. By the way, if it was a dude, you wouldn't be scrambling to find some other reason and justify it. You wouldn't be saying, I find that hard to believe. No, you'd be piling on too. And rightly so. If that's truly the case, then it's unacceptable. What do you mean if that's truly the case? That's what she said. Oh, I'm not going to take her at face value because that's a woman. And I've been taught to be a what not save a hoe. And make excuses for women. Even when they don't. Sports is all about performing when your back is against the wall. Yeah, well, supposedly. I thought so too. I mean, if the lion is charging at you, you can't just throw down your little wooden spear with its black hardened in the fire head and say, I don't feel like playing today. I don't feel like playing today. Chomp! It just... However, if she's seriously dealing with something and doesn't know when she'll compete again, then she has to focus on her mental health above all else. Wait. You just said that this is unacceptable, and now you're saying it's acceptable. I mean,
wow.
Men are not men anymore. Is this writer a man? I think this writer is a man, talking like a woman. Dude, you just said dumping it, quitting, because of mental health reasons, which could be anything from depression to schizophrenia. Oh, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. Now you're saying, oh, it's acceptable. Oh, she was right to focus on her mental health and quit. What does that mean anyway? How vague? What does that mean, mental health? What? She said she was stressed. She wasn't used to this kind of stress. It was too much for her. That was literally what she said. And you just said that's unacceptable. But now you're saying it's acceptable. This writer is so lacking in self-awareness. I would think this was a woman writing this if I didn't know that it was a dude. Great. Being a great athlete doesn't mean anything if you're not right in the head. Fuck off! I remember when gymnasts would fucking do somersaults and shit with broken ankles and broken legs, and they'd land on the ground and the bone would pop out and they'd have a fucking compound fracture. And they'd have to be carried off the fucking field, carried off the court, carried out of the fucking stadium by their coach, and they were fucking heroes. And they got put on Wheaties boxes! Oh, but no, I'm just not feeling it today. Mental health, whatever the fuck that means. I could just be as vague and general and ambiguous as possible as long as I throw the term mental health in there and you'll just make excuses for me and carry water for me and let me off the hook. Simone Biles cheered on her teammates after withdrawing from the women's gymnastics team. Yeah, she's sitting in her room watching in her perfect body with no issues, but she's depressed and she's sucking down a big gulp watching them lose to Russia. Now the Russians, they had no problem competing. Same level of stress, but they could handle it. And trust me, she could handle it too. She just didn't feel like it. And she knew she'd be lauded for it. And the people would carry water for her. If there was much of a stigma for women quitting as there is for men, I guarantee you she wouldn't have quit. Yeah. USA Gymnastics said Biles left because of a medical issue. That's a lie. Now we know that's a lie. That's what she said initially, and that was a total complete lie. Oh, mental health is a medical issue. Really, philosopher? Derp, derp. Hopefully, Biles bounces back and returns to dominate her events later in the week. Yeah, don't hold your breath. Ms. Biles, I thought your mental health had you on edge. We were telling everybody, us at CNN and MSNBC, you might be so fucked up in the head, you'll kill yourself. Now you've come back a week later, you're kind of making it very difficult for us to carry water for you. You couldn't have been that bad in the head if you came back later on in the week. Yeah, she's not coming back. That's great. That's just great. So we live. Look at this, bro. Look at her. She looks fine to me. Well, I mean, maybe a little unhinged. Maybe a little dude-like. Might be some testosterone flowing through that body that was artificially injected. Some steroids. Some cortical steroids. She looks a little too manly, a little too masculine to me. Yeah, she looks fine in body, at least. What, being a libtard now is an excuse to drop out, to quit? It's great. We have produced entire generations, two generations now, this latest generation being the weakest of weak, pathetic, mealy-mouthed losers who make excuses for quitting and who are lauded and cheered for being big, giant quitters. Imagine if I did this. Imagine if a man did this. Oh, my God. You'd have MSNBC and CNN roasting that fucking guy. What a selfish son of a bitch. He let his country down. He let his country down. He let that evil enemy Russia beat us. He's horrible. He's evil. No Nike contract for you. She's going to get a Nike contract. She's going to get a whole bunch of different contracts. Oh, you go, girl. You didn't feel up to it. That's okay. Power to the matriarchy. You stuck it to the man. You're the man. You idiots. Don't you know that? Yeah. They don't seem to know that they're the one's in control of the narrative now. So there you go. There's the face of selfish entitlement. She cares nothing about anybody else, only cares about herself. I remember, I think in one quote she said, it's all about me. I wasn't thinking about anyone else. It was just thinking about me. All that mattered was me. Yeah. That's not somebody you send to the Olympics. She's not much of a team player. You don't put somebody on the team to lead the team who's all about themselves. But anyway, let me know what you think of Miss Simone Biles. Is she a cunt? Is she evil, self-involved, selfish when she shouldn't be? Little bitch. Or was she right to just drop out because she was stressed out? I was stressed out. It was too much stress, so it's okay for me to let everybody down, even though I accepted the responsibility of carrying the hopes and dreams of millions of Americans and not letting them down. But it was too much for me, so I can quit, because it's all about me. Let me know what you think in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, don't forget to consider making a donation. I can really use your help. Go check out TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Any amount is greatly appreciated. So go check that out.